Bloomberg and City Council Speaker Christine Quinn have reached a budget deal for next year that not only restores 47,000 daycare and after-school slots, but also adds nearly 4,000 more to both programs. The nearly $69 billion budget also restores funding for the city's libraries to keep them open 5 days a week. With us now to talk about the budget and what happens next is WNYC's Bob Henlig. Morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So, you know, we often hear about city services on the chopping block, and then after budget negotiations, they're restored and everyone breathes a sigh of relief. Was there anything different this year, especially when it comes to those child care programs?
Well, Sotirios, historically, child care and after school programs have been relatively easy budget targets that get cut and never fully restored. Single poor parents needing child care just don't have, let's be honest, the political juice of, say, the teachers union or the fire department unions when their members face layoffs. I mean, how long have we been talking about those 20 fire companies that just never seem to get closed? But remember also, this is a pre-election budget year. 2013 is the mayoral race, and Speaker Quinn needs to signal she could produce tangible results for the families that depend on these programs to make their lives work and keep themselves employed. And this year, more than at any time I can remember, actually, the nonprofits behind the Campaign for Restoration were incredibly well-organized and creative. Michelle Yancey is with Good Shepherd Services and was on the steering committee for the Campaign for Children. We ducked under the overhang at City Hall when I asked her this question.
In the 20 years I've been doing this, I've never seen that groundswell at the community level. Week after week, day after day, we were hearing about a march in Queens, a rally in a school playground in Brooklyn, protests in Staten Island. It was just, they were springing up like wildfires.
So Sotirios, the city is going to spend about $150 million on both daycare and after-school programs, and they're going ahead with an ambitious plan to raise the bar in the quality of the city's daycare across the board.
So, Bob, you know, there has been some criticism of the budget deal from the Citizens Budget Commission, a fiscal watchdog group. What's their concern?
They calculate that the city is balancing the budget with well over $2 billion in so-called non-recurring, one-shot, never-happen-again revenue sources to pay for recurring operational expenses like keeping the lights on and salaries. Now, the city is drawing down $1 billion from a trust fund dedicated to pay for public employees' health care costs and is counting on $630 million in revenue for the sale of a portion of the 2,000 taxi medallions the mayor wants created for five-borough cab service. But that's being challenged in court and may not materialize. The city already faces a $2.5 billion budget gap for 2014. And the CBC argues the use of the one-shots just makes the hole bigger. And by the way, you know, keep in mind, banks being downgraded by rating agencies, the question mark that is Europe, and further bipartisan dysfunction in Washington over the federal budget all threaten the city's economy. Why? Because we're still so reliant on the international banking sector, and any fluctuations in the confidence in global markets echoes loudly here.
So, Bob, what happens next? The budget still has to be adopted by the council, right?
Yeah, well, between now and Thursday, when the council votes on the budget, things get very intense for the individual council members that are vying for their piece of whatever's left of the $400 million the city has in discretionary money. Brooklyn Councilman David Greenfield said council members also vie for capital money to get specific public works for their district. He says people often mistakenly deride the money as pork. The only way a council member actually can get anything improved or fixed at a park in their district is to actually work through the council budget process that plays out in the next 48 hours.
So they have money, for example, for Central Park. They have money for Brooklyn Bridge Park. But they don't have money for my park, Gravesend Park, right? And so we will get the opportunity over the next couple of days to fund projects like that.
Yeah, and also at stake, Sotirios, is funding for hundreds of local neighborhood, nonprofits, community service groups, local athletic teams, arts groups, and special events that make New York so unique.
All right. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley.